The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, you're on Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda are in the studio back from Las Vegas, and they're jumping on right now. Good morning, guys.
Are we on?
You are on, yes, sir.
Oh, well, hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Welcome back.
Just wandering around here. Yeah, hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we are here today. The 12th of December, 2025, almost halfway through, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, guys.
Covering force again.
That's okay. No, I was tapping on the glass. Didn't know if you heard me, but
no, I didn't.
Nope, we did. That's why we like that light.
You got to blink the light because, you know, it blinds us. Okay. And so we know something's going on.
Okay, gotcha.
We're talking about last night we had a wonderful event that we participated in called the Seroptimus Club. And of course, they always do wonderful things and champion women in business and, you know, kind of hand up. They do a lot of great things. And so we were there last night and did, you know, Christmas music. I had my band. They were all together, and it was fantastic. Joe Larson on trombone, Lou White on sax, Mike Cost on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Pat Karch on keyboards.
Of course.
It was just really fun.
The gang was back together.
Yeah. And we did Christmas music, and we did it at the Red Lion this year. And of course, Carl came home. I did, cause he was the, auctioneer, and he was so funny. Carl, you were so funny. And,
I am not gonna let somebody just not buy something.
It was really funny.
And as I point out to them every year, look, I'm going to come out into the crowd and talk with every one of you, which I did. Some of them I kneeled next to them to get more bids. But I reminded them who I was at the end. I said, all you have to do is call Lori Gwynn and say, we don't want this guy back again. And I said, I won't come back again, but it's, you know, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, they had some, wonderful silent auction items. And so what's in our house? A bag of walnuts.
A five pound bag of walnuts. No, that was a silent auction. I had to fight for that. I had to fight for that. You know why? It just looked perfect.
Of course.
A 5 pound bag of that local, could really take some, local walnuts.
And that's a good weapon. You know, you could take somebody out with that.
Nick Gardner used to come in and bring me pecans. And it was like, oh, I love that. So, and then I also, bought one of Lori Goins'
paintings.
Watercolors.
She's great.
She is so good. And I loved it. It was a vegetable study. Mm-hmm. And so I had to have it.
I love it.
And then
great.
Other people, two of the people that were there were Lee and Judy Salters. And Lee was bidding on this griddle. And the price on that griddle went up because it also had a $200 gift card from, R&R Meats. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is, you know, so it got up to a certain point and Judy is giving Lee a bad time about it. And I said, could I get $10 more? And she goes, somebody, bid 310. And when she said 310, I said sold. So
nice.
She bought it. Slick. And then she followed me around with dagger looks.
Yeah. She's
a good sport.
She wanted to watch. I'll whack you with the griddle.
Well, one of the things I asked people last night, especially the guys, the musicians, I said, okay, because, you know, we know that people have been here, lived here for their whole lives. And I said, have you ever, in your time in Reading, ever saw fog like this sucked in for days? No.
Ever seen fog?
No. Where
Nobody's seen it.
Where it's just every day.
I know.
It's been since we've been back.
Yeah.
And you know, the weather says here, sunny with 53. And mostly,
well, it is sunny after the fog leaves.
Mostly clear at 42, but it doesn't say anything about fog in the
35 degrees today coming into work. 35 degrees. That's cold.
Tomorrow, yeah. I guess it is. Tomorrow calls for 49 and sunny. And Saturday, mostly sunny, 49. And Monday, 61 with chance of showers. And Tuesday, so Monday and Tuesday we have showers. That's according to the national weather forecast that we print out every day. That's what it's telling us here. So over the weekend we should still have sunny. If you're getting your Christmas tree or cutting your Christmas tree down, it looks like it may be a little bit of cloudy, like partly cloudy, but sunny.
Did you say cutting a Christmas tree down?
If somebody's cutting a Christmas tree.
Oh, if somebody
tree,
is.
Not us.
But. Not us. Not us. We've tried that before. And we had to keep cutting it. We had to cut that tree four times before we could get it into the living room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out in Anderson. It's the Kinney family that started that, three generations strong, where they give you, like those hard to get places, you know, when the weather does turn bad and you can't, you know, people just can't get up that hill.
Yeah, people up in Silent Hill.
It's happened before when people
they have special vehicles.
They will do it. And so they've got your back, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And they also strive to help veterans out with discounts and seniors.
They always have discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's a veteran-owned business.
Absolutely.
There you go. We like the Kinney family, as you can probably tell. All right, big announcement yesterday. Reading City Council member Aaron Reznor announces campaign for Shasta County Board of Supervisors District 1. You remember the last time? It was the battle of the heavyweights out there. She's pledging to restore stability, accountability, and integrity to a county that has had enough of chaos and empty leadership. The supervisor seat belongs to the people, not the politicians who put themselves first. This isn't just a seat. It's a responsibility of representing every family, every neighborhood, and every future in Shasta County. And for too long, that seat has been left empty in purpose and leadership. We've had enough, and it's time to take it back.
She also highlighted her experience on the Reading City Council and her background as mayor as preparation for addressing issues such as public safety, economic development, and responsible governance. Reznor said she's committed to representing the voices of District 1 residents. So.
She will be on our show Monday morning at 7 a.m. This Monday at 7 a.m., Aaron Reznor is going to be on our show for an hour. And then we go on to our other guests. But so tune in. See what she has to say, what she wants to accomplish. It's been 4 years.
Also in the news this morning, Sue handed this to me, and this could possibly have been read earlier, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration intends to put a black box warning on COVID-19 vaccines. Doesn't that kind of freak you out when you think about it? The black box is the most serious type of warning, which highlights major risks such as side effects and restrictions. The plan to install the warnings for COVID shots is being orchestrated by Vinay Prasad, the FDA's chief medical and scientific officer and director of the agency's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, the report added.
Okay. All right. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we've got a lot of stuff going on that we want to talk about. And today's your brother's birthday. And we're going to give him a call.
We're going to call him kind of.
Yeah, on the fly.
Him. Yeah. Why not?
Kind of tease him? Okay. We'll be right back.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Oh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just hope you...
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 35 degrees out there at 7:18 in the morning. It is chilly out there.
Yeah, it is. You know, I want to do something, kind of a shout out for this read that we've got coming up from a sponsor that we like. It's a veteran-owned business. Is that, you know, when you think about what can I do for someone, like it's Christmas time, and I always think like you can buy a turkey when it comes to a drive and you could drop a turkey off. Well, if you know somebody who just can't really seem to wrap their arms around doing a deed, you know, or doing something to take care of themselves. You know that they, maybe they're a neighbor or they're elderly or something and they cannot realize that they've got a chip or a crack and they're driving around with, you know, this, something like that in their windshield. You know, you could go down to Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. He has owned this business for,
Close to 30 years.
And he's truly from the old school. So you'll meet Jeff. He'll take a look. He'll let you know. You can drop it off same day service if he can do it or not. Because, I mean, he can do up to 24 inches.
If a crack in your windshield.
Yes.
That's 2
yeah.
feet.
That, yes. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I've had it done on my windshield. So, you know, some people say, oh, my insurance. Well, you still have a deductible. And this is a way to be able to not just go, I'm just going to go ahead and replace my windshield. This is a way to do it. And it's really not expensive. And he does a fabulous job. And he guarantees his work.
Yeah, for the life of the windshield. And that was 18 years on the Red Rover.
Right. It's South Market Street, 32808 South Market. Or you could give him a call at 530-241-8373 for appointment.
Yeah. Free inspection and analysis.
Yes.
For it when he comes in. Yeah. Okay. For the second straight year, the Redding Garden of Lights.
Yay!
At Turtle Bay.
I voted.
Is among the 10 must-see holiday attractions in the country. Yeah. The Garden of Lights now in its sixth year. Finished in the top 10 on USA Today. 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Botanical Garden Holiday Lights category. They announced that December 10th, and one of the Redding Garden Lights was among 20 holiday light festivals nominated by a panel of experts. And so, I mean, here's something we have in our town that's rated in the top 10 of, and we have seen, you know, when we were in New Mexico, Albuquerque has a Garden of Light type thing that we saw. And it was, I mean, it was really nice. But I tell you what, our Garden of Lights stands shining
right
in the country. And if you haven't been there, we're going to give away a couple of tickets here. Oh, I don't know. Next week. We're going to give away a number of tickets because it goes January 6th, 4th or 6th?
4th.
4th. Okay.
Getting tied on our giveaway.
Yeah, it goes to January 4th. We'll give those away.
We're getting tied on our giveaway.
Something else we're going to give away in the 8 o'clock hour is the California Circuit Finals Rodeo down at Red Bluff.
Mm.
New Year's Eve tickets. Now, they only have room for about 2,000 people in there. You are in the action, and we're going to give those away in the 8 o'clock hour. Not to the first caller, but it'll probably be like the third or fourth caller. Now, when you win, you got to get on the air and say that you like rodeo or you're excited about it or something else.
Well, also, what I'd like to do, Carl,
is say hello.
We started talking about random acts of kindness, you know, with, you know, maybe a lonely neighbor. Again, we talk about that. We started that with Jeff with the crack and the chip. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, if you know somebody who, I don't know, they just need company. You know, we are going to take the third caller right now. So, Alex, stand by for $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks. So, you could yourself go get a food to go, drop it off at their house with a little note thinking about you. You know, they've got great food there, or you could take them with you, or however you want to use it. But $20 for the third caller here at 605-4567. You'll get $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
We've been, and we're going to be giving away a lot of Black Bear Diner Bucks here in the next couple of weeks for Christmas and New Year's. They're good through next year. Yeah, those ones are good through next year.
December 31st, 2026.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use them anytime in this year. And frankly, when you go there and you order a breakfast, two of you can eat it. And Black Bear Diner never has skimped on their food. Okay,
skimp.
That just made me feel.
They do not. They really, they're generous portions.
Generous portions. You know, I went to this little diner down in Fallbrook, California. I lived in Fallbrook, right, you know, it's right next to Camp Pendleton. I went in, first time I'd ever been in there, and ordered a breakfast. And the eggs, sausage, potatoes. Well, these two guys own the restaurant. One was the cook, the other one worked the counter.
Mm-hmm.
When the plate arrived, there were so many potatoes on it. Plus, I mean, big eggs and a generous portion of sausage. But it had to be a half pound of potatoes. And so you look at this. and you think to yourself, and I looked at the guy, I said, anybody ever eat this? He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people come in here and eat this. And so I got about half of it through. But that's what they always served, was when they served potatoes, you got potatoes. I don't know how many pounds a day they went through. So, okay. Did you see this new place, Raising Cane's? It's a chicken place.
Okay.
They're talking, you know, it's getting ready to open, and they're talking about traffic control and everything else. And I'm laughing. I said, you know, Redding's got to be the home of chicken. We have so many chicken places.
No, chicken, vape centers, and tattoo parlors.
Well, no, but let's be positive. It's Friday, remember?
Not saying there's anything negative about it. I mean, well, people use vape and people do tattoos.
There are a lot of tattoo parlors.
Anyway,
but there's all these chicken places. And now they're having to get traffic control for Raising Cane's. Now, I laughed at that until I remember when Kentucky Fried Chicken opened up
on
Chick-fil-A.
Lake. And Chick-fil-A.
But Kentucky Fried Chicken opened up several years ago. And there were 2-hour wait lines.
Three.
Sounds like you know from experience.
Well, I don't know. No. Because I would not wait 20 minutes for Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, I'd wait 10 minutes. But there were these lines, and they went on for weeks. Ron Lim, well-known personality in Redding, great guy, has a plane. And he went there, and the line was so long, he drove over to Benton Airfield, hopped in his plane, flew to Mount Shasta, and when he was flying in, called the Kentucky Fried Chicken people there. They met him at the flight line. He got his chicken, he turned around, and he flew back, and it was still shorter than the line was.
Wow.
Now, think about that. So, anyway. We have
some hungry people.
Yeah.
I did see it. They've had a soft open this weekend. The line was long. It was great.
Okay, it was a soft opening this weekend.
So, who won our black diamond? But they're still calling. We got the third caller.
Okay.
Alex. Oh, he's on the phone.
The third caller, actually, a couple of calls back. Chris Lasondak.
Okay.
Chris, come on down and get these Black Bear Diner books, buddy.
Also in the news, another lawsuit has been filed in Shasta County against Big League Dreams, the company that operated the Redding Sports Park before it was transferred to the city following the company's departure from the facility early this year. The lawsuit was filed by a Michael Causey, a baseball coach from Medford, Oregon. It stems from a December 3rd, 2023 incident in which, I think we're just going to call it Causey, alleges that a section of the restaurant ceiling collapsed and struck him with enough force to knock him unconscious, resulting in lasting injuries. The lawsuit claims that Causey has accrued significant medical costs and the injury has prevented him from working. The lawsuit also claimed that there was no indication the roof was in disrepair, despite evidence they claim to have that the operators knew it needed repairs. The suit claimed Big League Dreams' negligence led to the collapse of the ceiling.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk about Big League Dreams just for a second. I mean, it's surprising how many, not surprising, but many people from Redding use it. The roller hockey, they've got baseball and all that, and they're opening a new restaurant there, Big League Dreams. Mm-hmm. I just saw that. But here's the thing, how much money does the city have to invest in Big League Dreams, especially with the budget crisis we have going on right now? So, Big League Dreams, hey, if it's going to cost $2 million, where do you get the I don't even know if it's $2 million, maybe more, maybe less. But where are you going to get that money from? It's like the Civic. What's more important, Big League Dreams or the Civic Auditorium? What's more important, Big League Dreams or a soccer field? Big League Dreams or the library? I mean, there's going to be some tough cutting going on at the beginning of the year. And the new city manager, Tarbeau, is walking into a hornet's nest here. It's, the tax revenue is down like 12-13% from last year at this time of the projection, which is only 2%. It's going to be tough, and so I hope everybody's standing by for some heavy rolls here. It's going to be some things happening that people are going to be squealing about. But if you don't have the money, where's your priorities? And that leads us to our next break, and we will be right back after these messages.
I do feel like the lady.
property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or we're at 773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition. How are you? It's the 12th. I'm going to be calling my brother on the air here in a little bit and just razz him. Hey, it looks like according to the weather now, since we've actually been on with that window to the world, the fog wasn't as bad as it was, but it does say it's going to be sunny today with a high of 53 and overnight lows of 42. The weekend calls for 49 and sunny on Saturday and Sunday 49 as well. And again, if you've listened to the show last night, we did a special party for Seroptimus, and I had the fab band back together. We did live music. It's just
the Bluebird.
We all talked about that. And Bruce, you know, has been from Chicago. I mean, he's played all over the place. And he said there was a time, and I was in that time as well, when we had agents, we worked for the musicians union, etc. And you had basically, he said, in December, around the time of holidays, 50 gigs was not uncommon. Many times two a day. And then always worked New Year's Eve, always worked Christmas, always worked Thanksgiving. Live music was everywhere. And so he looked at me and he was like, wow, I just can't even, what else? There's just not a lot. So hopefully we can bring that back, do something where we think. And I said, I would love I would love to find a place that we could have a standing, maybe once or twice a month, and then you build your following, and it's just, you just know that, like, on a Thursday night or on a, you know, or on a, one of those nights a week that you were always going to be at the same place doing this gig. And you could build your book and build, you know, favorite songs, that kind of thing. And just know that it's not just an occasional gig. And we did that for quite a while out at Wind River. I think that went on for about a year or so, where we had, it was called Romance by the River, and we did Thursday nights, and people started making it a date night. You know, they bring a bottle of wine and they sit there all night and enjoy this, you know, night of music, and we enjoyed that. So that was great. We did a couple Christmases that way too, and it's nice to do Christmas shows and Valentine shows, et cetera. Miss it. So, you know, let us know what your thoughts are, and if, you know, got all these chicken shops coming in.
Maybe you should wear a chicken costume and sing.
Got all these chicken shops
you
coming
go,
in.
And you can sing that song, I love you, I'll put you in a peck, I'll put you in a peck and a chicken around your neck. That's not the song. Okay.
No.
Hey, tomorrow, I just want to remind everybody tomorrow what's happening. Saturday, Army-Navy game is playing tomorrow. It's the 126th game.
I know where you'll be.
The first game played in 1890.
What?
Yeah, the first game played in 1890. So this is the 126th game. The record is, so far, is Navy 63, Army 55 with 7 ties. The longest straight, you know, a run of victories was 14 straight, and that was 2002 to 2015 by the Navy. And this year, Navy's 9-2, Army 6-5, but you just throw out the records because Navy came in there one year just, you know, Army just didn't have a good team. I think won 2 games, and Army beat them that year, and that was, that could have been 2015 or 16. You just throw away the records because all year long, they point for one game, and it's this one. You know, this is their bowl game. This is their Super Bowl. Even though Navy will go on to play probably in another bowl game and maybe even Army, but this is the game. So, yes, a lot of my friends are, you know, there's no, you know, get together and watch that and say disparaging remarks about the other service.
Do you think the Navy's going to swab the deck with them? I got to get a drum slap in here.
Yeah,
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 get something in there. Yeah,
you
know what? I would say, you know, by all accounts, they should. But you can't count on that. Because, Army pulls off things. Now, the other thing is, they wear special uniforms for this day. And these uniforms, they started designing them like 2 years ago. And what it is you look at their jerseys and their helmets and everything, it's like a history lesson of what, you know, and, you know, of the services. And they're kept very secret. Nobody knows. Let's see, Under Armour for one, Nike for the other. And they design it and they make sure it's historically accurate. You know, the historians at both academies are making sure everything they have on there is accurate. So that's kind of special too. I did not know that until I read that today. So anyway, that's tomorrow, I think afternoon. So that's where I'll be.
Well,
I know there's a party. We're supposed to go someplace tomorrow night, but they won't miss me, will they? Okay.
Yeah. So. Let me just ask you this.
There's going to be
Are you in the mood at all? Here it is, December 12th, to do anything in the house whatsoever this Christmas. Does it even cross your mind to go get something out of the attic and do anything Christmas?
I am willing to put up lights. As long as they're those net lights you throw over the bushes.
Yeah.
I don't have to climb up on a ladder and go across the roof and look just, like Clark Griswold.
We just want to thank our staff, though, because they really did a beautiful job.
They
got into the spirit. And I just got to say, here we are. It's the 12th. We got back from Vegas and hit the, you know, of course, and the next thing, we've got Odina still at the vet, if you're wondering.
Still at the vet.
She's still at the vet, third night, last night. I don't know, I'm dreading a phone call this morning. I'm hoping we can go pick her up and bring her back.
We should be able to.
Well, thanks about the decorations. Took me about an hour.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just joking.
Well, we're not doing a real tree. We have trees and reindeer, and then in the window looks real
nice. Oh, yeah, this looks fabulous in here.
Yeah.
But we have not, really, the house has absolutely nothing, and so I'm starting to have anxiety about it a little bit, because, you know, we have it always done when we get back. So it's done. And, this is gonna be interesting. So we're gonna probably, it's gonna be a jam. It's gonna be a jam in 3 days or something like that to do it all before. Then we go out of town. We're not even here on Christmas. We're gonna be down, with our friends, our family in, Sacramento. But anyway, so what do you guys have planned?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a couple of invitations. So I'll probably split my day, or 24th one place, 25th a different place.
Okay. You know, for Thanksgiving 1 year, I got back in town. I was on a contract, and I came back like the day before Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was single, and, you know, I had, you know, my house and everything. And I didn't call anybody to say I was back in town. And I bought like a, 10-pound turkey, whatever the smallest turkey I could find, my stovetop dressing, my mashed potatoes, gravy, lots of gravy. You can buy big cans of gravy. And I had Thanksgiving alone looking at my TV and watching football. I had a wonderful time. And then people found out I was back in town. And I was, why didn't you call? Why didn't you call? We wanted you to come over, man. And I went, oh, well, I was just, you know, I thought maybe I had a touch of anthrax. And, oh, really? I said, yeah, I wasn't sure, and you haven't been inoculated, but I have, and, you know, I made up stories, you know. Yeah, wow. Hoof and mouth disease, you know, those kind of things. So, but that was a cool Thanksgiving. I think the other one I had was, I was driving back over Snoqualmie Pass in my $100 car. This was in the 60s.
I've actually heard this story already.
You've heard this. Yeah, did I already tell this on the air?
No, I'm not on the air, but go
ahead. Okay. And I'm driving up over Snoqualmie Pass, snowstorm going on. I mean, it is tough. And my transmission blows up. I've got smoke everywhere. I mean, I pull off the side of the road. So I'm trying to hitchhike in the middle of a snowstorm going up a hill. And people just didn't stop. And I can understand that. You know, I stood out in front with, you could see me in the lights, and I was trying to look cool. And then I hear this shout, hey, you're going to freeze out here. And it was from across the highway heading in the opposite direction. So I ran across the highway, and that was a lot of fun. Got in the guy's car, thanked him very much, and they dropped me off at the bus station. And that's where I had Thanksgiving dinner, was at the bus station, and they had Thanksgiving dinner, turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, all the whole thing. So I had that, hopped on the bus, and made it back that night. And that was kind of cool, too.
Those are the ones you remember.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Washington, right? You spent time there.
I've spent time there.
Well, record flooding in Washington has triggered widespread evacuations, water rescues. Several rivers in the western part of the state are overflowing their banks and are inundating towns with fast-moving flood water. Dozens of people were rescued in Sumas. Do you know that? As water levels reached up to 15 feet on Thursday, around 100,000 residents statewide face potential evacuations as flood threats intensify. Many are in Skagit County, where their entire 100-year flood plan has been ordered to evacuate. Meteorologists say it. New atmospheric river next week could send even more rain to areas already devastated by floods.
Well, we get fog, they get floods. Okay. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and you're going to have to indulge us as we call Linda's brother to wish him happy birthday. Now, were you able to find that piece of music?
Yes, I have it ready to go.
Okay, so when you call after we come back and do our reads, when we come back and you call, you make sure that music is playing in the background, and I'm going to explain to him what it is. There we go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, yes. They're celebrating their anniversary still.
Yeah, it's got to be like the 35th right now. Anniversary or something.
And you're looking for a deal. It's a perfect time to get there and find
deals.
Some kind of trinket. You know, men or women.
Well, I wouldn't say trinket. I would say jewelry.
Yeah.
And they've got it all. They've got Native American
Bobbles.
Opon.
Bobbles and bangles.
State jewelry.
Yes.
They've got a full selection of it. They're the only full-service jewelry store in town with the watch repairmen and stone cutters and jewelry designers. If you've thought about designing your own piece of jewelry, they're going to help you, and then they'll build it for you. Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been there, like I said, well over 30 years. At 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
And the skies are gray and all the doors are closing. And the rising pressure makes it hard to breathe. But all I need is a head to stop the tears from falling. I will find him. I'll find him next to me. Next to me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. On the line is Dr. Lee Snook. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, my brother Carl.
Did you hear the music in the background that's playing right now? Play it up.
No.
Turn it up, buddy. Can you hear that now? Okay. Did you hear the music? It was in your honor.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I can hear it, but I don't
know. Oh, it's the Guamanian national anthem.
Oh, well, that's why. I didn't know Guam had a national anthem.
Well, Guam has you. And,
a territorial anthem.
Yeah, territorial. It's their national anthem, but I just thought we'd play that because Lee was born in Guam, and so he's a dual citizen of Guam and the United States.
Yes, and he is my brother. He was the demon from hell brother and then grew to be just a wonderful statesman of a doctor and all the wonderful thing, how many lives he's touched, and I'm proud to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Amazing. Yeah.
We could go into the Guam stories.
But we won't.
Yeah, well, I don't remember. I was in there the first year of my life. And I don't remember a lot. Nothing about goat milk or any of that stuff. Wet nursing. No, Carl, I don't remember any of that.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah, but my... Mom and Dad brought back artifacts from Guam, so Linda and I had that in our household. You know, we used to keep the matches in an old iron.
I have that. I've got that at the house, right? That's how she ironed.
Yeah, press clothes.
They put coal in there, right?
And you get that's what we have at home.
That's the way they used to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do today, Lee, on your birthday?
Well, right now I'm working. I'm just about ready to go in and do a pre-op on a patient, and then, you know, provide for the economic infrastructure of our great state. Lord knows it needs it. Correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. No, I'm blessed to be able to continue practicing medicine. I appreciate it a great deal. All the stuff that's happened. It's been quite a long and windy road, so to speak. But I understand you guys had a great time down in Las Vegas and over the Thanksgiving holiday. It was great to see.
It's really well. You know, I mean, I'm so envious of you. You get to see your kids all the time and your grandkids. Where
I'm happy to lend them to you, Carl. You know,
twice a year. You know, is enough. You know, birthdays and Christmas. I get my full amount. So.
Well, we're home now, and we're back in the, you know, the horse is in the hospital, so we'll get to figure out today after 3 days, get home and find that out. Now, you guys enjoy dinner with Mom and Dad, your favorite Italian restaurant there Vieos or something like that in Sacramento. We always love to go there as well. So we're just wishing you a great happy birthday and for you to have health and happiness.
Absolutely,
well,
brother.
Thank you. I love you, Linda. I love you, Carl.
Yeah. Same here. Back at you.
And we're bringing the photos from the Marine Corps ball.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You bet. All right, buddy. Okay. Have a great day.
Love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. Okay.
That anthem is beautiful.
It's a nice anthem, huh?
But I don't understand because...
It's a territory.
Okay.
But they can have their own. They can have their national anthem for their Guamanians, and even though it's a territory of the United States, they can still have all that. In fact, Guam has become more pivotal in the military structure, is that we've moved troops into there. We've got this is where a lot of the pre-positioning ships kind of hanging around there in Diego Garcia.
Nothing's
happening over there.
In Oceania, Guam is the largest and southernmost of the Mariana Islands and the largest island in Micronesia. In 2022, the population was 1,807 people. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so when my parents were there in the 50s, Lee was born in 53, so... They could still pick up those huge seashells, and we look at the pictures of Mom and Dad, and on the white beaches, and you know, back in the day before it became populated, and my dad was in the Navy, and my mom came 7 months pregnant, came over on a B bomber or something,
C-130,
yeah,
she flew from San Francisco. For people that understand what a C-130 is, it's a four-engine prop plane, and it's for moving cargo. But we moved a lot of troops in it, too. The way they do it is they'll put seats along the side of the fuselage there. It's no back to it. It's just canvas that you sit on. And as far as the bathroom is, there's one of those little porta potties with a little canvas around it.
Sounds delightful.
Oh no, it sucks. I mean, and if you're going a long way in these things. So she flew in a C-130 from there to Hawaii, and from Hawaii to someplace else, and then from that place into Guam.
7 months pregnant.
And
they had to live off a base because there was no base housing. And so my dad moved into a Guamanian village. Really. And the Guamanians moved out and slept somewhere else under the house and he had to get like a real, like things that shower and hot water. And sometimes there wasn't hot. I think my mom says, I don't think I had a hot shower for 2 years. I mean, when you think about their story, it's like, it's really kind of,
53, how old is he today? 71?
72.
So 72 years ago. And it was, Tom, Linda's father, served in the Navy during the Korean War, was off the coast of Korea, and then he went to Guam. And they had gotten married, and probably 2 weeks after they were married, they were expecting.
Surprise.
And you know what?
It's one of those honeymoon.
June, to this
things.
Day, still hasn't forgiven him for that. She said, you should have known better. I love that.
I did. The one thing about Guam I remember is the congressman a couple of years ago that was talking about Guam being overly populated and potentially tipping over.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
I can't remember.
He's no longer a congressman.
No.
Let's hope not. Anyway, so your brother is, he's what? What do you call it? Certified in like four different specialties. So, that's not real usual.
Yeah, he's just somebody who's always studied really hard and wanted to, become, like you said, to become certified. And then you have to be, once you're certified, you have to become a recertified. So he's constantly working. He's a 7-day-a-week kind of guy. And a book, loves to study and loves to learn. And, he's very, very serious about his practice. He does pain management. But when he got out of med school, he was an internist and an anesthesiologist. And then he became into addictive medicine and pain management. So he specializes in the four of those, and he goes all over the place and he does talks. And right now, I think he does some work where he actually, goes into the court cases, and he's an expert witness on some things when he's not practicing. And I recall one time he flew to England because he would be doing the spinal implants, on pain. And, he was kind of a leading guy doing that. So, he's my brother. What can I say? I knew him when. He was dissecting insects and being very gross to his little sister. We're about 4.5 years apart, so.
It still impacts on my life. No, it does. It does. One time he did something, and to this day it affects him. He did something to you, and he was sleeping, and he had his arms up above his head. And Linda went by and grabbed the hair underneath his arms and ripped it out. To this day, can't sleep with my hands above my head.
Total brother and sister.
Oh my God.
Hijinks, yeah.
Ripped out the hair. And to this day, Linda, I don't scare Linda.
No.
And there's plenty of times to scare somebody, right? They're walking into another room and you go, bah! No, I don't do that after the first time. Because he used to do it all the time. And mainly because Linda will pull a knife on me and go to work. So I am still living.
I kill you.
So
I find you.
I find you, I kill you. So thank you very much, Lee, for this type of life I'm living right now. We got to take a break. We have guests for the next hour, I hope.
Yes.
If not, we'll just continue
on
like this.
We'll give more tickets away.
We're going to give away New Year's Eve at the circuit finals.
Oh.
Today.
Okay.
This next hour. Third or fourth caller. Yep. And we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Some Republican lawmakers in Indiana have rejected a congressional redistricting plan supported by President Trump, causing anger among some political conservatives nationwide. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says, despite Indiana's action, he's still optimistic about next year's midterm election.
There's about 14 states at some stage of litigation right now. Most of the experts expect that the Republican Party will net a few seats, maybe three to as many as seven. So what any individual state does is kind of immaterial to me. I've got to win with whatever maps are ultimately produced, and I'm sure that we will.
Speaker Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday on the Salem News Channel. When it comes to battling Venezuelan-backed drug cartels, President Trump says he's set to take the fight from the sea to a new front, land.
They've treated us badly, and I guess now we're not treating them so good. If you look at the drug traffic by sea is down 92%, and nobody can figure out who the 8% is, because I have no idea. Anybody getting involved in that right now is not doing well. And we'll start that on land, too. It's going to be starting on land pretty soon.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia has checked in briefly with an ICE field office in Baltimore before walking free. A federal judge ordered his release from custody. He's an illegal immigrant the Trump administration is fighting to deport. The White House says he's a gang member and a human smuggler. He denies it. The flood-battered state of Washington is under a state of emergency. 5 days of torrential rains in the Pacific Northwest have unleashed devastating flooding. It's destroyed infrastructure, washed away homes, forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 138 points, the Nasdaq off 356. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. The holidays are right around the corner, and you know what that means. Travel, gifts, family gatherings, and a whole lot of spending. Here's a way to get ahead of it all. Call my friends Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans. Rates have dropped again. That means you could refinance, lower your monthly payment, even skip your next two mortgage payments. That's right, 2 months with no mortgage payment. Put away the checkbook. Keep that money for the holidays. You won't be making any more payments till 2026. Maybe you're not looking to refinance, but you need access to cash. Well, Fellowship now offers their own HELOC and line of credit. Approval just takes a few minutes, and you can have funds in your account in as little as 4 days. Use it to pay off bills, finish a renovation, or simply get ready for the new year. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Iceland becomes the fifth country to drop out of the Eurovision Song Contest because of Israel's participation.
This decision, announced on Wednesday, follows similar moves by Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia. The countries have withdrawn after organizers refused to expel Israel over its actions in Gaza. Iceland's national broadcasting service, RÚV, stated that neither joy nor peace will prevail with their participation in the competition. The walkouts have raised concerns about the future of the contest. The European Broadcasting Union recently met to discuss Israel's participation, but took no action to exclude any broadcaster. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says negotiators are tackling territorial issues in U.S.-led peace talks with Russia. Discussions include the possession of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region and the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. News and analysis, townhall.com. Borrowing for a home has gotten a tad more expensive.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.22%. That's not far from its low for the year. The increase comes a day after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate for the third time this year and indicated another cut may be ahead in 2026. While the Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, its actions are among the factors that influence rates on home loans. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
Fishing regulators are extending a shutdown on New England's historic shrimp fishing business, effectively shuttering the industry. The sweet pink shrimp were once a winter delicacy, and Maine fishermen used to catch millions of pounds of shrimp, but the business has been under a fishing moratorium since 2014. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of December, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, Compassion, Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Do we have a national day out there?
You have a couple, actually.
What is it?
National Poinsettia Day.
Okay. Poinsettia.
Yeah.
I like that.
National Ambrosia Day.
Okay. Ooh, ambrosia. I make a good ambrosia salad.
And National Salesperson Day.
Okay. Sue, it's your day. So go out and sell something. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah, why should we start selling things now? It's the end of the year.
Hey, by the way. What does that mean?
By the way, my friends out there have businesses and everything. If, local businesses, you want to support local businesses, you can support us here. We've got great advertising rates. We reach a whole lot of people. We cover the whole valley, past Red Bluff, up to Shingletown, city of Shasta Lake, on Lake Shasta. We get all those places, same places the corporate radios get. And if you're looking to, thinking about doing some advertising, why don't you give Sue a call at 530-605-4565. Yep, I thought I'd throw
but we do love supporting our local community so much, and that is going to be a beautiful segue into our guest this morning, because he rocks the world of the law, and we're going to talk about him in a second, but first let's get to the weather. Now, it is clearing up because we've had that blanket of fog there, and according to the National Weather Service, our forecast today is calling for a high of 53. It's still chilly in the studio and sunny, and overnight lows will be 42, mostly clear tonight according to this forecast, sunny on Saturday with a high of 49, and Sunday's going to be 49. Now, we do start with some showers on Monday and Tuesday, so that's about a five-day forecast. But this weekend looks beautiful, and according to the National Weather Service, it looks clear. But we said that a couple days ago, and that fog just has been sucked in here. And then we asked people who've lived here their whole lives, and they said they've never seen Redding with fog like this. I don't know.
When we were coming back Monday in Shingletown, looking down, you know, into the valley, it looked like you were flying in an airplane, you know, and you look down and you got all the clouds. That's what it looked like, because the clouds were, covering everything. And we were looking at that, and I'm thinking, this was later in the day, too. So, anyway.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read that, our friends out in Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. For all of your propane and gas needs, give them a call. They're three generations strong, and they always give, like I said, senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, one big announcement just came out. Erin Reznor has thrown her hat in the ring, and she's going to be running for supervisor, District 1. She made an official announcement, and she is going to be on the show Monday. Our show Monday, this Monday, 2 days from now, at 7:00 in the morning. She's going to talk about what her platform is and why she's running and all those things. So, she, of course, ran against Kevin Cry 4 years ago. And it was quite an interesting election. And things were being done that were quite interesting. She's going to run again. She says it's time to bring that seat back to the people, and not just somebody with higher ambitions or their own ambitions. But you'll hear all that on Monday when we talk to her and ask her a lot of questions.
And we've got Patrick
Jones. Yeah, Patrick Gorman.
Gorman is with us this morning. Gorman, I've got you right up.
I take that as a compliment. Pat Jones is a good guy.
Yeah, and they both advertise with us, so it's cool.
But Gorman Law Office, and I was pulling some of your website stuff up, and so we always like to welcome to the show
Thank you very
welcome
much.
To the special I moment that's here. All about what's happening with the Gorman Law Office. And of course, our listeners who kind of tune in and they're taking their kids to school and thinking about certain things, and we appreciate what you do with your injury cases. What is there anything trending that seems to trend in accidents or things at this time of year?
You know, it tends to be like an oddly fast time of year. Sometimes, I mean, you would expect it to be dead during the holidays, and I guess to some extent it is as far as the courts and stuff, but this is typically the time where, you know, people who've gotten injured during the seasons, right? We have a lot of, I don't want to say seasonal work, but a lot of the trades work more in the non-rainy, non-cold months, and then it stops in late October, and so they're off. But a lot of them, they've missed some time from work because they got hurt during, you know, in May, June, July, and severely, and they haven't been getting medical treatment, and the holidays are hitting, and things get scary, things get real. And so we do get a lot of folks reaching out, you know, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's not last season they were hurt, it's the one before that.
Okay.
And they waited too long to just get some information. And so they're coming to an attorney when they're, you know, they're further down the road and it's just more drastic and stuff. So it is an oddly fast time of year. I think that January, February are usually the busiest as far as the new clients coming in and signing up. And so I guess one point on that is just, like, you don't have to hire a lawyer if you talk to them. Get information early. You may not need one, right? Or you may avoid having to hire one, but usually hiring a lawyer is when things got really bad. And if you could avoid that, that'd be great. But if you wait till things are so drastic, you're about to lose your house and things like that, there's only so much a lawyer could do, and it takes time to do anything. So maybe call before Christmas instead of after.
Well, you know, something else, too, is, you know, I love your ad. And
yeah.
Is that Jill?
Yes.
It is Jill. Yeah. She's
way better delivery than me. One of the points she makes is, shop.
Absolutely.
And just don't go to the first one you hear. You know, you know, most people will go to at least two or three places to look at cars. So when you've got a lawyer, and especially when it's going to impact on your personal life, look around. Talk to the people. Talk to them. In your case, when people call you, they're going to end up talking to you. They're not going to be talking to a paralegal or something like that. So take the time to, you know, find out who your lawyer is and their experience level in these things.
My recommendation to people usually is, if they come in alone, usually it's bring your spouse, come back, bring your spouse. They're going to have questions. You're not going to know the answers. It's going to cause a fight, you know.
That's a good point.
Right? Plus, it affects their life, too. So bring your spouse. Come back. Write down a bunch of questions over the next couple of days. Come back next week. If you hire an attorney today or next week, it's not going to matter. But I think some people are just so stressed out, so overwhelmed, that they're willing to take the first person that'll take it off their shoulders, they think is just as good as the next. And I think we tend to believe that people with a professional license are all the same quality. There's some big misconception that attorneys in LA are better than attorneys in Reading, which is absolutely not true, especially the ones advertising up here. Why would they be advertising up here? They were so good. But no, take your time and ask questions and make sure that you and your significant other are on the same page and that you both feel comfortable with this person who's going to be making decisions that are going to affect the rest of your life. 4 days doesn't make a difference. 1 week doesn't make a difference. Nothing that attorney is going to do in that 1 week period of time is going to change anything. And you have to, the whole point of paying a lawyer is to make your problem theirs. That's the exchange. My legal book says the same thing as every other person's law book, right? The penal code, the labor code, they're all the same for every lawyer. It has to do with whether this person knows what they're doing, whether or not they understand your objectives, whether or not they're going to represent your interests and not do the same thing in every single case. Those are the important things that are going to impact your life forever. So wait an extra week. I mean, I don't understand. I understand why they do it. It's just there's this misconception that if you're a lawyer, you must be good or you must be smart. And I mean, that's not always true, right? It's just not. Some people, humans are humans and humans are different. And some people they cannot put other people's interests before their own. They don't even know what that means. So you've got to make sure that you have
but
the right
there's
lawyer.
A lot of old school, I think, when people think, you know, like when a lawyer is brought in, that there's an old school thought like, I don't need that. I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. And then all of a sudden your body's not fine.
Right.
Because you've gone too long by kind of holding on to, I'm fine. I got this. I don't need anybody. Right. Blah, blah, blah. And then.
Well, I think that
then it's getting too late. Like you said, it's the year after Christmas that happened, you know, a year ago.
Right.
But you do a free consultation, and I've gone on many of the sites that talk about you. And what is important that people need to know is that if something happens to you, go right away. Your organization will speak directly with the team. When they call, they speak directly with the team member who understands workers' compensation law. And we'll take the time to hear your story.
Yeah.
That's big.
I agree. And every single person's case is different because of their unique attributes, their life, what situation they're in, their goals, their age, where they're at in life, what they plan on doing, you know, their family situation, all these different things factor in. I think the big thing that keeps people from talking to lawyers are a few. One, they think it's expensive and it is not. They think they're going to have to cut a check. They won't. But also, There's a stigma with lawyers as a profession. It's well earned. There's a lot of car salesmen out there who have law licenses, right? And I don't mean, I'm not talking about, car salesmen aren't all, I'm just saying like cliche, right? There's a lot of lawyers out there that will put their own interests before their clients. They can't help it. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I just think it's who they are, people. So there's that. But, so the money, the lawyer burning them or thinking that they're going to be stigmatized at work because they lawyered up. And I just explain to people at the end of the day, We're all pieces of equipment, you know, and if you can't work, your boss is not going to keep you, whether you hire a lawyer or not. You don't even have to hire the lawyer. That's another thing too. People think they're going to be forced to sign up and be pressured into signing up. If a lawyer ever pressures you into signing something, then you need to fire them immediately.
Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, has the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He's built here in the last four or five years. Is it longer than that? 5 or 6
it's been
now?
Four years and two months since I opened the practice. And
okay.
Yeah, actually, you know, you guys are the only advertisement I paid for. You were the first advertisement I secured. The best thing, so I don't get like this, I'm not selling a product through you guys. It just lets people know who you are. It's a branding thing, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the best money ever. I love coming here with you guys. People hear the name, it's a small community. They hear other people talk about it, and people get to know who you are. And that's really important, I think. In this community, that's important.
This is what makes our community so special.
Right.
I mean, we attended an event last night, and it was just like, it's just so special at how one hand washes the other as you get to know your people in a community.
Sense, yeah. Okay.
And you've got a great little your website, GormanComplaw.com. Go check it out.
I thought it was GormanLaw.com.
GormanComplaw. Gorman Law is somebody got there first.
Yeah. He's got GormanComplaw.
Okay, don't go to Gorman Law. Go to GormanComplaw. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. I'll stop saying that now. Okay, 8:17 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Thanks, son. You know, this isn't Judy's first rodeo. She's been helping people since 1993, and I mean really helping people. With all this craziness going on, insurance, health insurance, your homeowner's insurance, all of that. Maybe you need to have somebody take a look at the plans you have. And Judy offers a free review and evaluation by her insurance experts. And, you know, we came into Judy and for insurance, and it was probably the most thorough briefing I've ever gotten about insurance in my life. Maximal Insurance and Financial. Phone number is 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Kia Season of New Traditions sales events. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at RedingKia.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Now, we try to keep our promises here, and we said we were going to give away, that's right, the Red Bluff Roundup Association's 2025 Circuit Finals New Year's Eve tickets. I have two of them here. Taking the fourth caller.
Fourth caller.
Now, let me tell you, this is only 2,000 people will fit in the arena there. It's all indoors. You don't have to worry about the weather. And you are right there in the mud, in the blood, in the cow manure.
Kicking and a gouging in the mud, right, and the
and
blood.
And as soon as it's over, the band starts. And it's it's New Year's Eve at a rodeo. It doesn't get any better than that. So
we would go, but we have a tradition. Yes.
Yeah, we're out of town. So we are giving these away, given to us by J.B. Stacy, who's the general manager over there. So these two tickets to the fourth caller for New Year's Eve, 2025, the circuit finals. And if you've already won one set, you can't get the other set new. So, Frank.
What's that phone number?
530-605-4567. Give us a call.
Fourth caller. Alex is at the helm.
That's right. Okay, our guest today is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. GormanComplaw.com. He's in workers' compensation. And you've been on this. Gosh, how long have you been on the station now?
Four years.
Wow. And you know what? And what you all probably don't know is that if I have... We got sued by a firm out of New York using AI who found a photo on Facebook that had been put in there 2 years before that was copyrighted. Well, when I put it in there, there wasn't anything that said copyright on it. And when you
and
look,
no watermark
when you look,
on it, by the way.
Yeah, nothing. And when you look and when you go to his website, he was selling that photo for $40. You know, so you could use it. They sued us for $26,000. And I was just, and I talked to Patrick, and he goes, your business insurance should handle that. This is after I'd already spent a significant sum with another.
Twist it up.
And he didn't know that. But you said that on the air, and I called my business insurance that day, and they took it over. And no, they did not get $26,000 at all. Because, and the guy told me, this is something that's going on in California. The only way you're going to stop that is the Senate or the, you know, the legislatures are going to have to say you can't do that. It's like with the ADA laws when people are being sued right and left. And then they made the law that says you got to give them 6 months to fix it.
Right.
So anyway, but just during a break, he tells me this. And it just took a load off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Because they want, you know, they were taking us to court down in Sacramento. And, one of the only times, well, the only time in my life I've ever been served. And I didn't, what's this?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So anyway, but it was handled. And
we told a lot of people
that's
if they were building,
you knew about this stuff. Yeah.
People building websites, had a girlfriend that lives in Greece and she has a, you know, does tourism and things. Do not. Make sure you know every one of your photo sources, or use your own.
Use your own.
Well, but I got a feeling in Greece, they're not going to get much traction.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. If you try to sue a Greek company in Sacramento, I don't think they're going to show up.
That's not going to happen.
But then the word was out anyway to Disney. So I just want to say that on your site, I like how you put this in terms. Sometimes a lot of money right now isn't the best option. Young high earners may need an attorney who will make sure you can keep your job. That is what is best for you. An attorney that understands that your future is more important than higher attorney's fees is rare and hard to find. We believe a complete recovery is better than any amount of money.
Yeah, I get maybe a couple, not even five cases where there's a full recovery and there's 0% disabled. Those are always wins. Not just for marketing, but I mean, this system chews people up. Mm. It really does. The workers' comp cases are kind of, they are life altering. And, you know, it's just watching my clients go through it. I mean, there's some positive. I mean, you seem to lose the people in your life you probably shouldn't have in your life. That they tend to go, at some point during your work comp injury. But that's really the only good thing that comes out of it. Aside from that, it's just a lot of tragedy. So if somebody, people can stay on the job in certain ways. It's just if you have to address your case appropriately so that the doctors don't give you permanent work restrictions that prevent you from going back to work, whether your boss wants you or not. There's people here that make $3,000 a week during the seasons, and they're 33 years old, and I've talked about this before on the show. They will lose everything. And if they have permanent work restrictions, they'll be pushed out of the union, they'll lose their career, and they haven't even started working. You know, that's the worst thing that can happen. If there's a way to get, even if they have to get medical care on their own, if there's a way to direct them around that, I mean, attorneys get paid based on disability awards. So the majority of attorneys, their focus is to get the highest disability award. Not selfishly. They think that's what their client wants, but a lot of that's also not listening to their clients in the beginning and understanding, hey, if this were my son, if this were my daughter, what would I be doing with them? What would I be telling them to do? And that's just how I view everybody. When somebody comes to my office, I treat them the way I address their case like I would want an attorney to address my own family member's case, because that's it's rewarding. I mean, the system is designed to reward that. Up here, like I said, up here, we were talking about the community up here. You know, Groupon was never a thing up here. People don't do business like internet sales and things like that. They aren't up here what they are in other areas. Word of mouth is everything up here. Your reputation is everything. There aren't a lot of bridges over the Sacramento River to burn, right? There's only three of them, right? You know, you can only burn, you can start a business and you can make a lot of money really, really fast, but that's not sustainable if you are not upfront with your clients, if you do not do right by them. You will not be in business for 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, you know, the other thing on something like this is, you know, we talk about, you know, the young upwardly mobile guy, blue collar guy, that has been injured, or woman has been injured, may need retraining and, you know, training into something else. Now, the employer wants to keep them, but they can't do that job anymore. And maybe they, you know, but now they can do a job that has to do with computers or, you know, stock things where before they were kind of hands on. That's another part of it that is the retraining of the individual so they can, you know, they can have a fruitful, you know, wage earner's life.
And the retraining through workers' comp doesn't come until the end of the case, unfortunately. So I always tell my clients, and it's a hard pill to swallow, but I tell them you need to plan for what you're going to do in life if you can't get any better starting today while you're off work.
Yeah.
You need to start making a plan B now. And it's so difficult because if I gave them a list of 100 things they could do, they would be able to pick from that list. It would be easy. But there's no list. And the options are infinite. And it makes it more difficult to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so what I do with clients is I look, counselors, therapists, therapy, you know, mental health. It's not because somebody's crazy. I mean, this is adjustment disorder 101, right? Something suddenly changed your life and turned it inside out. Slowing things down and having a linear thought process so you can make these plans, that's what therapists do. So getting people to counseling is very helpful in those regards, usually. But it's a plan that they have to make. I have to prepare them for it. So I tell people, you need to make a plan for what you can do and pay your bills in your current level of functioning.
There you go. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Found them 2007 when I moved up here and never gone to another barbershop. They've been supporters of ours for the whole, you know. Oh, by the way, Linda, this is our 16th anniversary this coming week.
December 14th.
There you go. Being on the air.
Yep.
16 years.
So it'll be, until we start next week, it'll be like, okay.
That's right.
It's official.
Anyway, but Cypress Square Barbershop's been with us the whole time. And what can I say? It's not a hair salon. It's a Gosh, it's an old-timey barbershop founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967.
You're going today.
Right off of Athens Avenue. That's right. I am. And there's two ways you can make an appointment there. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy, which is what I did. I did both. I called them, and then you can go to on Booksy and look at what's open. Set a time, and then and they've got it there that tells you who your barber's going to be, cost, everything on Booksy. Either way works, and you can set a time that works for you and your schedule, get a great haircut, and roll out if that's what you want to do. A lot of times I just like hanging around. They're good guys, Tim and Logan. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman. Come get along.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit RedingChamber.com to learn more.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? The event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Good morning, and we're back on the air here at this beautiful 12th day of December. Are you even in the holiday spirit? What does it take to get you into the holiday spirit? And I'm just going to ask you, Patrick Gorman.
We got a Christmas tree and put it up on Veterans Day.
Okay.
Yeah. So we started early.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And here
that.
I am wondering if I should try and find the nets. You have those net lights that you throw over a bush.
I said, Carl, we haven't done a thing. We were in Vegas. We were in Albuquerque. And
usually by this time of the year, the whole house is Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, it was just ding, ding, ding. The time's going by. And
we were
our horses in the hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes, it's been 3 days, and we're hoping today that we got the phone next.
Yeah, a little colicky problem.
We get to bring her home.
Colicky problem.
Oh, man.
And so that was my first phone call getting back. And here was 7:30 in the morning. The guy that owns the stables, great guy, called me and said, she's not eating. And if you knew our horse, she eats everything. And maybe that was the problem. Anyway, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney here. It's built the largest workers' compensation office in north of Sacramento over the last 4 years and 2 months. And plus the fact he's just a great guy. Veteran, former law enforcement, and then went to law school. And the whole time your wife was just flogging you on this. You get it done. Get her done.
She is a saint. She did not have to ride me at all. I put the pressure on myself. I failure is a terrible thing. One of my biggest fears, actually. And, and if you fail your family, there's nothing worse than that, right? So
yeah.
I put all the weight on myself. She didn't have to really push me or prod me along at all.
Joe is a very supportive person.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
She's, like I said, she's an angel.
In the right ways, too.
Yeah. Okay, you looked at this thing. The coach got hit by a falling ceiling at Big League Dreams. Now, it's under the old management. He's not suing the city.
Right.
They'd love to have done that.
I don't know. Would they have? I mean, it's harder to sue a city than it is to sue an insurance company. Yeah.
Yeah. So on something like this, would this because he can't work. So does that?
Well, if he was coaching as part of a job. Right.
But what about if he's injured and now he can't do his regular job?
Well, then he
job?
Would be, so if he were a California resident, he'd be entitled to disability through EDD, right? Because every single
Well, he's an Oregon resident.
I don't know what Oregon does, right?
Yeah.
So that's on him, right? So, You know, I'm sure they have some type of disability plan, like EDD does here, because I think those are generally federally funded, and then the state can enhance them and administer. Yeah. So I think it's generally federally funded. But so let's just say this is a California resident, then he would have a doctor take him off work and apply for short-term disability benefits through EDD. Those last for about a year. So he'd have about a year. But keep in mind, when his lawsuit is won or settled, EDD's getting their money back out of his money. So what happens with this lawsuit?
Is that what happens?
Yeah. So let's say this guy, you know, wins, you know, gets a $300,000 settlement or something like that. And let's say EDD pays him $70,000. Let's say the hospital and the doctors paid, another $70,000, so around $140,000, right? His attorney's taking $100,000. He's walking away with $60,000 in his pocket at best, even though his case settled for $300,000. So yeah. When people say my case settled for $500,000, or they tell you this kind of stuff, that's not how much money they wound up with their in their pocket. This guy walks away, is going to walk away with less, because if it's true what it says, that he accrued significant medical costs and it prevented him from working, his wage loss is going to, whoever's paying that, they're going to get money from his recovery. The medical bills, they're going to get money from his settlement, and his attorney's probably getting a third or more. So he, at the end of the day, this guy might walk away with $10,000 and his attorney's walking away with $100,000.
Mm. Wow.
You got to pay those bills, right? Those are benefits that he's receiving, right? So people don't understand how this whole thing works. When I have cases, and we're at the end of this case, and it might be settling for $70,000, it might be settling for $100,000 at the end. What they don't realize is they got $150,000 in temporary disability. They got $200,000 in medical treatment, and now they're getting another $70,000. I'm like, no, this is not a $70,000 settlement. This is a $270,000 settlement, because that's what you received. And it doesn't feel that way, because when he's getting the money from disability, that's going to PG&E or whoever, right? It's going to his mortgage company. That's not money that he sees in his pocket. When he's getting medical treatment, he just doesn't understand that the money they pay those doctors is considered money that they're paying to him.
Even though his insurance company may be paying for the medical, but then they want to be reimbursed.
That's correct. And in fact, this lawsuit might have been filed by his insurance company and not by this individual. That happens very frequently. What people don't understand is, like, let's say you're hanging out at your buddy's house and you guys are hanging out and your kid slips on the pool deck and breaks his arm and you rush to Shasta Regional or Mercy and they get a cast and you tell the doc, hey, yeah, this, he slipped and fell at this address. Well, what you don't know is Blue Cross is going to file a lawsuit against your best friend for having having that injury. Blue Cross is going to subrogate. They are going to sue your friend under your name, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
They're suing your insurance company.
Company is suing your friend, whether you give them
your friend's insurance company, though.
Your friend's homeowner's insurance company.
But his name comes up.
His name's on it. Your name's on it. So if you look at the court docket, it is Smith versus my buddy, right? But it's really Blue Cross versus Farmers, right? So insurance companies sue one another all the time and use our names.
This guy T-boned me on my motorcycle, and he had insurance, but he didn't have a lot of insurance. So my company that I had the uninsured or underinsured,
right,
and they paid me a significant sum because I was laid up for a while. And then, 8 months went by, and literally I was going through a processing when I was head of contract. I was at a Army base going through their processing, getting shots and all those things. And I got a phone call from my insurance company. Say, he did you get any money from them? I said, well, yeah, I did. Well, they wanted that money because they had paid me.
Okay.
I'm not sure I got it all right.
It makes sense.
And I said, ma'am, would you mind calling me back in about an hour and a half? I'm going through processing. I'm on my way to Iraq. And there's a silence on the other end. She goes, you got enough on your plate. Forget it.
Yeah.
Right then, that one lady said, forget it. And I never heard another word.
Yeah, they were trying to – if they wanted a credit of some sort, they should have gotten it on the front end. But, yes, so if they paid you out and then you were going to get paid – this happens with workers' comp. So if you're rear-ended doing your job and you're rear-ended by driver who has insurance, you could sue that driver for rear-ending you and file a workers' comp case. But whatever workers' comp pays you, they're going to get from your personal injury case, because you can't recover the same thing twice, right? You're getting money for your injury, and you're getting money for your injury. It's going to wash out. It's going to nullify. It's called subrogation and credits. So anyway, so that's how this usually might work out. This guy might not even know that there's a lawsuit, honestly.
Wow.
You know, it's possible. It happens a lot. Or he's filing a lawsuit and he doesn't realize that when everything's said and done, you know, the more money he gets or whatever, it's like the more money's going to go to his insurance company. I mean, it just, people are shocked. And workers' comp doesn't take a third, by the way. Workers' comp, we take a maximum of like 15%. But
I was going to say that workers' comp, you're not like a personal injury lawyer. You're limited to, you said 15%?
It's not a statutory limit, but I there's very few situations that justify, that could ever justify more than 15%. If a case goes on for only a few months, it's like 10% or less. It's you know, attorney's fees are scalable. It's based on time, effort, results. But, 15% tends to be the highest.
Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, workers' compensation. His website, of course, is GormanComplaw.com. I got it right now. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio, Friday, the 12th of December, 8:49 in the morning, 35 degrees out there, and I saw somebody walking by in shorts. I mean, you know what? I'm sorry.
Into a window in the world.
I'm sorry. You know, I'll wear shorts sometimes, but not when it's 45. Hey, just want to remind everybody, on Monday, Erin Reznor is going to join us, and she just declared her candidacy for District 1 supervisor race. So she'll be on at 7 o'clock, and we'll be asking her questions about what she wants to accomplish and why she's running again. And so that starts at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. You know what I'm looking for?
What?
Patrick, you know what I'm looking for?
What's that?
I'm looking for a Democrat. You don't have to be crazy liberal. You can just be, you know, a moderately liberal Democrat to come on once a month with me, and we just talk to each other about the different things that are going on. But it's got to be in a nice atmosphere where there's not going to be any name calling or anything like this. And you know, I don't care who it is, and I don't, you know, I just would like to talk to somebody from the other side that wants to come in, and you know, I mean it. For God's sake, you know, we're independents now, but the Republicans, for God's sake, don't have the answer for everything.
Yeah.
Neither do Democrats. But Democrats and Republicans need to start working together for our country.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, so I'm inviting any Democrat, or it could be an independent.
That's what
liberal.
I was going to say.
That's right. It doesn't have to be a Democrat.
I think you're going to find somebody with a D, because they've purged a lot of folks that aren't, you know, going to.
Yeah.
So I think you'll find somebody who's a non-registered. Yeah. Non-party registered independent who used to be a registered Democrat or leans that way. Because otherwise, I mean, it's like there's purity tests. You know?
Yeah, and so once a month you come on in and we sit down for an hour and we discuss things. I provide coffee and you can bring donuts if you want. And maybe I'll acquiesce.
Well, you know, I think that what we would find if you spoke with people that truly are objective, like think with their own brains and don't just repeat what they see on the news, right? I think that you'll find that we probably agree on 90% of everything.
I think that when you look at the vast majority in this country, 90% do agree. You know, home, you know, kids, education, school, being able to, you know, to live a life like that. And unfortunately, here in California, people are having a real problem with that. And a lot of people think that owning a home is for the very rich anymore. That's not necessarily true. I mean, if you go to other places, however, in California, it's still tough. I mean, it's tough out there.
It is hard to enter the market. It is difficult.
And you know, like gas prices here. What would you see the other day? $4.35 a gallon. Was that it?
Yes.
$4.35 a gallon. And we were just down in New Mexico where it was $3.34.
Dollar cheaper.
It was a dollar cheaper for diesel. And other places, California's got the most expensive fuel and prices, and yet everywhere else in the country they're going down. Anyway, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, friend of ours, and a great lawyer, working out of Palo Cedro, GormanComplaw.com. We always talk about, are they going to redo laws for workers' compensation? And in the past, you said, you know, this is, you know, it's a morass. But you're saying maybe there's going to be some changes.
I think so. And so over the last few years, there have been a lot of studies from the RAND Corporation that either the Workers' Compensation Insurance Rating Bureau or the Division of Workers' Compensation or whoever have commissioned on various issues. And so, you know, there's been several, like five. And I'm sure there's been more. There's just five that I've read through and everything. There's going to be significant legislative changes. I don't think they're going to occur. I tend to believe they're going to occur after Newsom leaves office because it's just not sexy and it doesn't get wind up in the news or whatever, but maybe I'm wrong. But some people are saying there might be some this year in 2026. I think 2027 for sure. But no, there's going to be significant changes. I don't know exactly what they are. I know that the permanent disability indemnity payments, the maximum payment you get a week for permanent disability, not for a temporary disability, is $290 a week. That's been the same since 2014. That's going to go up. That has to go up. So that's
$293 a week.
$290
for permanent disability?
Yep.
A week? So that's what?
$1,160 a month or something like that? Yeah.
Wow.
Your temporary disability is two-thirds of your gross pay. And the maximum, it caps out at like $1,680 a week. But once you get 2 years of that, or your MMI, you're no longer temporarily disabled, you then get permanent disability. And your permanent disability percentage, it correlates to a number of weeks of payments of permanent disability. Right, so 10% is like 26 weeks or something. I don't know if that's correct. I'm just off the top of my head. So you get like 26 weeks of payments at $290 a week. The end.
That's it.
No continuing payments after that.
That's it.
So people think permanent disability is the same thing as like Social Security disability. They're like, oh, this is permanent disability. No, that's total disability, not permanent disability. In California, you could be 0% disabled. You could be 1% disabled. You could be 50%, all the way up to 100, right? 100% is total. Below that, it's partial permanent disability, and it's a certain amount of weeks payable at $290 a week. That $290 a week has not gone up since 2014. It has to go up. It has to go up. It is not adjusted for inflation. It is not adjusted for anything. Cost of living, none of that. It has to go up. It is so ridiculously low. Nobody can live on $580 every 2 weeks. Nobody. The system forces people to go back to work whether they're hurt or not. That's fine if people are malingering, but there are people who will never work again. And they cannot live on $580 every 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah.
Jeez. So that's going to probably be changed.
That has to change. There'll be some other changes, I'm sure. The medical treatment issues are really a problem. Whether or not there's liquidity issues for insurance companies, I tend to think there might be. So that'll come into play where, you know, the insurance companies are stakeholders in this too. The state of California needs a robust private insurance marketplace. Otherwise, the state of California is going to pay all of these people's bills, and they will not do that. So injured workers seem to think workers' compensation means workers' fair compensation or workers' just compensation. It does not mean that. It means workers' compensation only. It's limited to that. Insurance companies are going to be solvent, and they are going to profit. If they do not profit, then there will no longer be workers' compensation benefits paid by insurance companies. The state of California is going to have to pay it. And I can tell you right now, the state of California is not going to allow that to happen. So people do need to understand the insurance companies, they've got to want to play ball too. And there's going to be compromises in horse trading. And the insurance companies they make a lot of money on workers' comp, but that needs to remain true. It can't be at the cost of employers, right? So you can't just say insurance companies, you're going to pay all this money, because then the employers are the ones who really pay for it. And then employers are going to say, hey, we can't afford this. Again.
Yeah, we pay workers' comp right now.
Right.
And every paycheck has workers' comp in it that we pay. And you're right. If it comes down to it's not enough money in there, you're going to have to triple your payments.
Right. Or quadruple them or increase them tenfold. Guess who doesn't have employees now?
Yeah.
Right? So.
Guess who has a lot less employees?
Exactly. So, yeah. So when you're injured, you're on one side of this whole system. And there's benefits for you, but the system isn't designed to benefit you. It has to be designed to benefit everybody involved.
Well, I thoroughly agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, you know, you hear all these horror stories about, you know, oh, they got a bad back and they watch them, you know, bull riding the next day. But that's not the vast, vast majority. These are people who've been injured. It changes their lives. It changes their family's lives. The employer wants them back. You know, they want to go back, but they just can't because things haven't been fixed yet. And it's such a shame. Anyway, so we know what you're doing for Christmas. Your kid's got a new house.
Yes.
The whole thing.
My son Lincoln, the one who was in the Army, the one who was an Apache mechanic in the Army, he just closed on his house, and they've been moving. And
so, now, how many kids do you still have at home?
Just one, just Trey. He's the one who leaves for Fort Benning in March.
And he leaves in March, so he's empty nester.
Yes.
You got to bring him on.
Oh yeah,
I'll bring him. We came by the one day. I'll bring him. Yeah. I'll bring him back on. Absolutely.
Yeah, before he leaves.
Yeah, I will.
And we'll tell him horror stories.
Oh, he was great. No, Trey's solid. I don't think you'll scare him. If anything, it's going to get him motivated.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, I'm watching this. I was watching this documentary called Marines, and they were interviewing Marines, you know, in the fleet, Marine Force. And I'm sitting there looking, and I'm listening to this, and these kids are really aggressive. And, you know, they know what their job is. They're machine gunners. I mean, they're machine gunners and snipers. I mean, those guys are, you know, pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this and I'm thinking, I don't remember being like that when I first came in, that aggressive. But then you think about it, you know, as when you're deploying and all these things.
You're definitely not aggressive.
You're aggressive. And we were doing, you know, stupid
things.
You
just don't remember it that way.
But then when you think back and you go, oh, no, I guess we were like that.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
So, Patrick, have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And thanks so much for being part of our Casey and our family.
Yeah, this has been, I love coming on with you guys. It's always great.
Yeah, and give Jill our best.
Yes.
And okay, our independent liberals out there, give me a call, 530-605-4567. And we will set up a time. We'll meet. We'll have coffee and see if this is going to work.
I think it'll be a great show.
Oh, I think so, too. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, my friends. And remember, Erin Reznor's going to be on Monday morning, 7 o'clock, and we're going to discuss her run for District 1 supervisor position. Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.